Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. All praise, all glory, all honor, thanks, and appreciation belongs to only one, and that is the true and living Elohim, the mighty Yahweh. Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and everything in it. Yahweh is the Elohim of our great righteous ancestors who were all black, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yahweh alone is our King. And beside him, there is none else. It is truly an honor and a blessing and a privilege to be on this broadcast. Oh, yes, we have a power, power, powerful packed broadcast. We're live today. I know I've been off the air for a while, but let me tell you, we're going to open the lines up a little earlier than normal because we're not going to be on as long. So if you have questions or comments, all you have to do is hit the number one. We're going to put your question or comment on the air. We miss you. So it's vitally important for us to be able to bring forth this broadcast to you all being faithful listeners, because we love you at the House of Israel of Atlanta. This broadcast, the true word, it's for the true word of the Most High Yahweh. It's for his glory and his honor. And we thank you for listening in. Praise the mighty Yahweh. And we want to hear from you. Now, as I said, today is going to be a broadcast by which you can ask anything you want. Make your comments. But we do have a really powerful broadcast today and a wonderful subject that we're going to get into. But first, before we get into this great subject, we're going to have to compliment it with a great song. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. Now, what better song? And the reason why we're in the conditions we're in today as black people, which is the so-called African-American, that's what they call us, but we're not African-Americans. We're Hebrew Israelites by birth. But guess what? The reason why we're in this condition today is because we as a people have been lawless. So what better song than lawless?
In the nation that is lawless,
America.
We the generation that is lawless,
Israel.
But the word of Yahweh is flawless.
Let's go. We living in a nation that is lawless.
Lawless.
But the word of Yahweh is flawless.
Lawless.
This is a generation that is lawless. is appalling. This is a generation that curses the father. A generation where the parents gives no honor. Lawlessness is raised in the nation of Obama. Woe to the generation when it's time to face the karma. This is a generation pure in its own conceit, but they were never clean from living wickedly. A generation who eyes are so lofty, but y'all will break them down because they found faith in his fault. This is a generation who teeth are sharp as a sword, and y'all's teeth as a knife to devour the poor. But y'all wait is coming just to settle the score. This world will be without the Lord, y'all wait no more. We living in a nation that is lawless, but the word of Yahweh is flawless. This is a generation that is lawless. Every word of Yahweh is flawless. We dealing with a nation that is lawless, but the word of Yahweh is flawless. This is a generation that is lawless. Every word of Yahweh is flawless. We dealing with a nation that is lawless. So be cautious, the righteous is a target. A crooked nation where the lawless is a market. A brutish nation where the people are retarded. We be a nation that put trust in crooked politicians. A nation that believes salvation comes from every religion. A blind nation that can't see that God is truly living. A nation where the people perish because there ain't no people. We be a nation that is murderous and idolatrous. A nation that is compelled and full of lawlessness. This be a foolish nation that boasts in their own folly. They him and tap my people and they turn them into zombies. So to the nation that oppress the poor and those in need, no sympathy when y'all be paid according to your deeds. Cruelly and it's tearing me. What you sow is what you reap. But to the crime and iniquity, y'all will put in tyranny. We living in a nation that is lawless. But the word of Yahweh is flawless. This is a generation that is lawless. Every word of Yahweh is flawless. We dealing with a nation that is lawless. But the word of Yahweh is flawless. This is a generation that is lawless. Every word of Yahweh is flawless.
Every word that comes out of Yahweh's mouth, it is flawless. Created the heaven and the earth, he's not talking. Every word of the Most High is pure and he is a shield. Only unto them that put their faith and trust in him, and not unto his word, lest he be proved deep, and that will be found as somebody with a false speech. Lean not to your own understanding, fear God, keep his commandments, and that will be only good. He won't suffer the famine. The Bible made him wait and it grants with the rich man. Don't consider that the word of God is limitless. His word is awesome, but only to the lawful, only to the wicked. Through the word of God be on
wicked.
His law is flawless, and by his law are the people warned. And by keeping his law, there is a great reward. He taught my hands to war, made my touch sharp as a sword. To the battle, he brought a nation that is not on one accord.
We living in a nation that is lawless, but the word of Yahweh is flawless. This is a generation that is lawless. Every word of Yahweh is flawless. We dealing with a nation that is lawless, but the word of Yahweh is flawless. This is a generation that is lawless. Every word of Yahweh is flawless. 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 Lawless.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. Giving all glory, all praise, all thanks and appreciation to the only one who deserves it. And his name is Yahweh. We find that the lying Roman Catholic priests, we find that they've been admitting things for years down the line. They had to admit that Yah's name, that they call themselves covering
is really Yahweh. Evidence of all the artifacts and things when they went over and pillaged and stole Yah's precious things. And the Almighty, he said he would get them back. You have to understand. We find that the true and living Elohim told us just how people would steal from him, the nerve. Do you understand? I want to show you something. I want to show you what Yah said, and then use the same people to punish us and put us in the condition. We're in the conditions we're in today because it's our fault. We can't blame nobody. Today, we're going to be speaking of walking in all Yahweh's ways. Walking in all his ways. Walking in the ways of Yah. We have to walk in the way of Yah. We must walk in the way of Yah. Because if we don't, we're not going to go to the promised land to receive all those blessings that he has in store for the righteous, for the remnant. And in these last days, the Creator is revealing so many things. Let me show you what he said in the book of Joel, the third chapter. Speaking of walking in all his ways. In Joel, the third chapter, we find through the testimony of Yahweh that the reason why he's going to, one of the reasons, because of his precious things that we need to be more concerned of than we are. His precious things. For instance, he said in the first verse, Joel 3, "For behold, in those days, and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Yehuda and Jerusalem," he said, "I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat and will plead with them there for my people and my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land." This is Yah talking. "And they have cast lots for my people and have given a boy for an harlot and sold a girl for wine that they might drink." Yeah. "And what have you to do with me, O Tyre and Zidon and all the coast of the Palestine, the Palestinians? Will you render me a recompense? And if you recompense me, swiftly and speedily will I return your recompense upon your own head." So in other words, nothing they can do. "Because you have taken my silver and my gold and have carried it into your whorehouses, your temples, my goodly pleasure. The children also of Judah and the children of Jerusalem have you sold unto the Grecians, that you might remove them far from their border." And we have the nerve to claim that we're Africans. And these people, these are black nations, Tyre and Zidon. They sold us to the Grecians, who continue to keep the pleasant things of Yah. And this is why he's tearing up the black nations today. All the black nations are suffering. Brothers and sisters, don't you know? When a man sinned against another man, he can pay by fine, punishment. But when a man steal the things of Yahweh, less long to try to hide his name, there is no recompense. He said, I'll return your recompense on your own head. And you can't blame Yah. Oh, brothers and sisters, it's amazing. Just as a people, how we're misinformed and how lost we are. Because we haven't been walking in the ways of the mighty Yah. This is what we read every Sabbath day at the House of Israel of Atlanta in Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter. Let's go to Deuteronomy, and let's go to the 10th chapter, and let's read and see what the Creator is saying. It says in the 12th verse, "And now, Israel, what does Yahweh, thy Elohim, require of thee?" Here it is. "But to fear Yahweh, thy Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yahweh, thy Elohim, with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of Yahweh and its statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good." Hallelujah. "Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is Yahweh's, thy Elohim, the earth also with all that therein is. Only Yahweh had a delight in your ancestors, your fathers, to love them, and he chose their descendants, their seed after them, even you, above all people, as it is this day. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. For Yahweh, your Elohim, is the Elohim of Elohim, and the master of masters, a great Elohim, a mighty and a terrible, which regarded not persons, nor taketh rewards. He does execute the judgment of the fatherless and the widow, and loveth the stranger, and giveth him food and raiment. Love ye therefore the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. Thou shalt fear Yahweh, thy Elohim. Him shalt thou serve, and to him shalt thou cleave, and swear by his name." So in other words, he's going to make his name known, no matter how many people or heathens or lying preachers who don't even know his name. They couldn't take and change and make you not know his name. If you seek him, you will find him, and you will find his name. It's Yahweh and none other. A lot of titles, but that's his name. He is thy praise. He is thy Elohim that have done for thee these great and terrible things which thine eyes have seen. Thy fathers went down into Egypt with 70 persons. And now Yahweh thy Elohim has made thee as the stars of heaven for multitude." Hallelujah. This is how we give honor to the Creator every Sabbath. And this is how we're all supposed to live our life every day. By this, his requirement, and one of them, in particular to the title of the day, he said, after the greatest, the first, before he even get to the commandments, the first and most important thing that we have to do is to fear Yahweh, I Elohim. And secondly, to walk in all his ways. Now, I can see why the fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom. That's what it says in Psalms 111. That makes sense. In other words, if you don't fear him, if we don't fear Yahweh Elohim, how are you going to walk in his way? You're not going to. How are you going to love him? You're not going to love him properly. How are you going to serve him? And you don't fear. Because you're not going to fear the repercussions or fear how he feels about you and me and our people and the world. See, those that fear Yah, they care about Yah's feelings more than their own, more than their families. They care about the Almighty's feelings because you fear how this is going to affect him when you do wrong. And here's the key. When he said to walk in all his ways, when he said to fear him and to love and serve him with all your heart and all your soul, in other words, when you do this, you're going to keep his commandments, because keeping the commandments of Yahweh, you can understand Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13, when it says, hear the conclusion of the whole matter, fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. So what Yah did in his commandments, he commanded us to walk in all his ways. Let me break this down to you. Then you'll see what I mean. Now, first of all, we know that the true and living Elohim is holy. Well, let's see what he said about himself. Let's go to Leviticus, the 20th chapter. Let me show you something, my beautiful brothers and sisters. Let's go to Leviticus, the 20th chapter. Leviticus, the 20th chapter. Let's see what thus said Yahweh. You know, he got us. He got us where if you don't keep the commandments, there's no way. There's no way that truly you can receive the blessings of Yah. It's automatic. They incorporated. You have to keep the commandments because that's how you're going to fulfill walking in his ways. All his ways. And we're going to see about all his ways. Leviticus, the 20th chapter. Look what he commanded us as his people in the 7th verse. It says, sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am Yahweh, your Elohim, and you shall keep my statutes. In other words, he's commanding us how to be like him. And it makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. He said, again, you shall keep my statutes and do them. I am Yahweh, your Elohim. And then in this same chapter, we find, look what he told us in the 22nd verse, starting at the 22nd verse. And I'm going to keep reading because you're going to see what I mean. He said, you shall therefore keep all my statutes and all my judgments and do them. Because the statutes and the judgments are intertwined in the law. The law is a constitution for us. We have to keep the law. And when you keep Yah's law, that means you're keeping his statutes and you're keeping his judgments and his precepts and his testimonies and his ordinance and his covenants, because they're all intertwined in the law. That's why he said keep the law. He didn't have to say keep the laws. The law confines everything that he said to do. He said that the land whither I bring you to, dwell therein, spew you not out. Because the land is going to obey, because it's just as alive as we are, the land is going to obey what thus said Yahweh. It's his land. Now, if he made it, he ought to know the ins and outs, the do's and don'ts, what it's going to do if you don't do this. He made it. He said, and you shall not walk in the manners of the nation, which I cast out before you, for they committed all these things. And you need to look at verses 1 through 21 in every instruction that he gave in this chapter. He said, you should not walk in the manners of the nations which I cast out before you, for they committed all these things, and therefore I abhorred them. He said, in other words, he said, I hated them. But I have said unto you, you shall inherit their land, and I will give it unto you to possess it, a land that floweth with milk and honey. I am Yahweh, your Elohim, which have separated you from other people. You shall therefore put difference between clean beasts and unclean, and between unclean fowls and clean, and you shall not make your souls abominable by beast, by fowl, by any manner of living thing that creepeth on the ground, which I have separated from you as unclean. And you shall be holy unto me, for I, Yahweh, am holy and have severed you from other people that you should be mine. Hallelujah. You get it? He's telling us, I'm holy, said Yahweh. He's saying he's holy. So he said, you shall be holy. In other words, if I'm holy, then you're going to be holy. You're mine. That's his way. Who's holier than Yahweh? Nobody. He said, I'm holy, you're to be holy. Wow. Now, you understand, he's commanding us to be holy. He said, look at the 26th verse. So there's no way out. We just got to be happy. We need to be happy being righteous, trying to be righteous to the best of our ability. He said, and you shall be holy. In other words, that like he said, you shall not eat any abominable thing. Well, guess what? He's saying a commandment here. You shall be holy unto me, for I, Yahweh, am holy. And just like I'm set apart from all the false gods, because I'm the only true and living and everlasting Elohim. Praise God. He said, I'm holy, you be holy. You got to be holy. We got to walk, that's his way, his holiness. We got to be holy. Isn't that something? Now, it's very important. It's very understandable what the Creator said about his self-imperfection. See, in other words, the thing that he told us, and I want you to go to Psalms 19. Let's see what he said. In Psalms, the 19th chapter, the thing that he gave us, he wanted us to be like it. Hallelujah. Now what I'm talking about? I'm talking about the law. Let's see what he said about the law. This is what Yah said in Psalms 19, verse 7. The law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple. In other words, the very thing that he commanded us to keep is going to be the very thing that's going to make us perfect because he's perfect. So therefore, he had to give us a perfect law for us to be perfect. The law is perfect. He said the law of Yahweh is perfect, and it is. Because this will be a perfect world if we keep it. And just think if we, our ancestors, would have kept it. Just think if Adam and Eve would have kept it. The world would have been perfect and we would have been living forever. But think about it. That's why he had to command us to keep the law. Because that's the only way we're going to be perfect, because it's perfect. That makes sense. Now, let me show you. He said the law is perfect. That means we got to be perfect. Just go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, and you'll see what he said. Deuteronomy, chapter 18, makes all the sense in the world. I can see why he gave us his law, because the law of Yahweh is perfect. And that's the only way that we're going to walk in his ways, because he's perfect. He gave us a perfect law. Deuteronomy 18, verse 13. Now, this is what he said before he said that. Deuteronomy 18. This is what the Creator told us in the ninth verse when he was giving our ancestors the land and instructing them before he gave them the land in the wilderness. He said, when thou art come into the land which Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch. In other words, Yah didn't want us to be like the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Hivites, the Amorites, all of these nations sacrificed their sons and daughters. In other words, like they claim that the Creator sacrificed his son for our sin. That's what they claim. But brothers and sisters, let me brief you for a minute. In other words, truly, Yahweh never desired for us to sacrifice our own children or ourselves, or to believe someone could be sacrificed for our sins. He said, don't be a diviner, an observer of times. In other words, predicting things before they happen. Unless the Almighty told us what's going to happen, we don't know what's going to happen. So you make yourself out of a crystal ball reader, and there's plenty of them. He said, or a charmer, or a consulter of familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto Yahweh, and because of these abominations, Yahweh thy Elohim does drive them out from before thee. Thou shall be perfect with Yahweh, thy Elohim. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. There it is. He commanded us to be perfect. Do we understand why the Almighty loved Noah? Let me show you. Go to Genesis, the sixth chapter. He commanded us to walk in the ways of our fathers, like Noah, who was righteous. In Genesis, the ninth chapter, it clearly lets us know in the 8th and 9th verse. But Noah Well, I tell you what. Let me start at the fifth verse, because I don't want you to miss nothing. Look what he said in the fifth verse of Genesis 6. He said, and Elohim saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented Yahweh that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart, because man was so wicked. And Yahweh said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them, that I made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Noah found what? Grace. Now, I got to show y'all something, in case you didn't know. I got to show you something, one of the greatest lies in the New Testament. One of the greatest lies in the New Testament. So you can see for yourself just how ridiculous the New Testament really is. Now, you got to see it for yourself. You got to see what they said when it comes to grace. It says just how much that, and it criticizes Moses, criticizes the man of Elohim. It criticizes. Now, and it's amazing that the people would say this in the New Testament, as if we would have never found out that it is a bald-faced lie. But they said it only because they really didn't believe that we would ever see it. And the statement that he made was that Moses, all Moses did, he brought the law. Do you understand? Moses, all he brought was the law. But Christ brought truth and grace to the earth. Are you kidding me? That's why it's so important to know the words of our true and living Elohim. It's amazing. Now, in saying this, it's important that we understand the words of our true and living Elohim, because Yahweh is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. In other words, if he said it, shall he not do it? Go to John 1, and I'll show you what I'm talking about. John, in the New Testament, the first chapter. Yeah, good old John. In the book of John, the first chapter, we find a statement that is completely blasphemous. This is what it says. In the 15th verse of John, the first chapter, John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spoke. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me, and of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. He's talking about Christ. Listen to this. Now listen to this. And it's very important that they tell you about how Christ came, what John is saying how Christ came. Look what he said in the same chapter, John 1. It says, speaking about JC, it says, In the ninth verse, that was the true light, which lighted every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. He said, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. See, they're saying Christ was the word that dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Isn't that something? That's why John said he bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spoke. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me, and his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. Now listen to this. The 17th verse is the major reason why I brought you here. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. That's what it said. Can you believe it? Can you believe this? For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by JC. Well, let me show you. This is the biggest lie in the world today. We got a lot of people that's trying to learn today about this truth and how to walk in the ways of Yah. Let me show you something in the book of Psalms. Go to Psalms, the 119th chapter, and see something you probably have never saw. And some of us have noticed word. It's important that we understand this. It says in the 142nd verse, Psalms 119, verse 142, thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. The law is the truth. That's what the law is. But they just mention the law as it's just some big consolation. And the law is everything to us. It's our life, and the length of our days is determined in how we keep these commandments of this great law. But they said Moses brought the law, but Christ brought truth and grace. Wow. 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 I just read to you in Genesis. I just read to you in the 6th chapter. In 8th verse. But Noah found grace in the eyes of Yahweh. That's the biggest lie ever. One of the greatest lies ever told in the New Testament is that Christ brought truth and grace to the earth. There was grace in the earth before the first, when the first world was going on, because Noah was righteous in the first world before Yah destroyed it for the wickedness of man. That's why he found grace, because he was, listen what it says. He found grace in the eyes of Yahweh. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man. That means he was righteous and perfect. Isn't that what Yah said? In his generations, and Noah walked with Elohim. Oh, my goodness. Ain't that what Yah told us to do? To walk in all his ways. Well, that's what Noah did. He was righteous. He was just. He found grace. John, you a liar. I shouldn't even say John. I should say Marcion. Paiso family. You see what I'm saying, brothers and sisters? We are fools for believing in the New Testament and going by the New Testament. I feel bad when I see brothers and sisters bragging on the New Testament. The New Testament is so full of lies and deceits. And today, if somebody's listening, because I'm telling you right now, we're not going to even delay. We're not going to even delay whatsoever. In other words, if you would like to make a comment, we're opening our phone lines right now, 415. Now it's 417. We're opening the phone lines up right now. So if you have a comment or a question, whatever you want to say, all you got to do is call 319-527-6185. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or comment on the air. We've been off the air for a few weeks. We're back. We opening the lines up early because we're not going to be on as long, but we want to hear from you. If you got a disagreement with what I said, call. If you agree with what I said, you can call too and praise Yah. If you enjoyed this Sabbath, praise the mighty Yah. You can call 319-527-6185. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. Because right now, brothers and sisters, we are live. Yah said, to be thou perfect. Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter. And we can see Noah was perfect. And what did Noah walk in? He was just because he was a man who kept the laws. And he found grace. Yah said in Proverbs 30, verse 5, every word of Elohim is pure. It is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee and thou be found a liar. Oh, brothers and sisters, I want to show you something. I want to show you something about the true and living Elohim and walking in all his ways, doing all his commandments. And as you just read, Noah walked with Elohim, just like Enoch did. Do you understand? Praise the mighty Yah. It's so important that we understand the words of our true and living Elohim. This is how we're going to be blessed. In other words, the Creator wanted us to know something about himself. In 2 Chronicles, the second chapter, I want you to see this. 2 Chronicles, the second chapter. The phone lines are open. 319-527-6185. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or comment on the air. We'd love to hear from you because it's so vitally important. In 2 Chronicles, the second chapter, get a hold of the verse I'm about to read to you. It says, In the third verse, when Solomon was determined to build a house for Yah, it says, and Solomon sent to Hiram, the king of Tyre, saying, as thou didst deal with David my father and didst send him cedars to build him an house to dwell therein, even so deal with me. Behold, I build an house to the name of Yahweh, my Elohim, to dedicate it to him and to burn before him sweet incense for the continual showbread and for the burnt offerings morning and evening on the Shabbats and on the Kodeshes and on the solemn feasts of Yahweh Elohim. This is an ordinance forever to Israel. And the house which I build is great. For great is I Elohim above all gods. Praise Yah. No wonder. No wonder in Deuteronomy, the seventh chapter. Look what Yah commanded us. Look what he said about us. He said in the first verse, when Yahweh the Elohim shall bring thee into the land, whither thou goest to possess it, and it's cast out many nations from before thee, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than thou. And when Yahweh thy Elohim shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them, neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Thy daughters thou shalt not give unto his sons like our people are doing, nor his daughters shalt thou give unto thy take unto thy son, for they will turn away, as they have this day, thy son from following Yahweh, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of Yah be kindled against you and destroy thee suddenly. No wonder we can't get ahead in Christianity and Islam, because that's all this is, the anger of Yahweh. And the scriptures say Yah is angry with the wicked every day. But thus shall you deal with them. You shall destroy their altars, break down their images, cut down their groves, and burn their graven images with fire. For thou art a holy people unto Yahweh thy Elohim. Yahweh thy Elohim has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. Hallelujah. In other words, we just read in 2 Chronicles, the second chapter, the fifth verse, that Yahweh is great. For great is I, Elohim, above all gods. Do you understand? It's all through the book. But he's above. And the other ones don't compare. They don't even exist. They're the work of men's hands. Brothers and sisters, this is how Yah feels about the nations, that he wants us to conduct ourselves in righteousness, to keep the law, so that we would be above all nations. Because guess what Yah said in the book of Isaiah? You got to see it. You got to see it. This is what Yah said about all the nations that our people just love and cherish and try to mimic. And he's telling us to be, I've chosen you to be above them because I'm above all the false gods. Then you need to be above all the nations. Now, isn't that walking in his ways? Look what he's saying. He asks a question in the 12th verse. Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 12. It says, who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and meted out heaven with the span and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure and weighed the mountains and scales and hills in a balance? Isn't that something? Who has directed the spirit of Yahweh and being his counselor has taught him? With whom took he counsel? Who instructed him and taught him in the path of judgment? This is a message for anyone that's being taught by a white man, a Chinese, a Japanese, a Korean, an African, an Arab, being taught the word of the Creator who gave his word only to us. Yeah, I asked the question. He said, look, who directed my steps? Who directed my spirit? And being my counselor, who taught me? Who did he take counsel with? Who instructed Yah and taught him in the path of judgment and taught him knowledge and showed to him the way of understanding? In other words, why would you listen to people who were never given the law in the first place and he gave it to you and you listening to them to get his truth? Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. And Lebanon, it's not even sufficient to burn, nor the beast thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. In other words, the worthlessness of these nations. Look what he said in the 17th verse of Isaiah 40. All nations, all the heathens before him that he created are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. Wow. To whom then will you liken me? And what likeness would you compare unto him? In other words, who can we compare the Creator to? No one. No one at all. And guess what, Israel? You can't be compared to nobody neither. Because he has created us to be a special people unto himself, to be above all people upon the face of the earth. You're like a fish out of water trying to be a Christian. You're like a doggone dolphin out of water trying to be a Muslim. Do you understand? That's how you look. You can't survive. Just like a dolphin. Do you understand? Just like a fish in the waters. They can't survive very long without the necessary. The water is where they come from. The water is what they need. They have to have it. The law is the same for us. It's what we need. We got to have it. Now, he gave us choice. But he actually gave us the answer to the choice. He let us know that there's no way that nobody could have passed the test of Yah because he gave us the answers. He said, choose life. Choose life. Hallelujah. Now, I want y'all to know, we read this every Sabbath in the book of Deuteronomy. Very important. Look what he told us in the book of Deuteronomy and see what thus said Yah. He said in Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, so important for us to understand the words of our true and living Elohim, because the Almighty is our Savior. He's our Redeemer. He's our King. And only He will save us. Excuse me, Deuteronomy 10. Deuteronomy 10. We read it every Sabbath. That's why we're reiterating. We were here earlier, but now we're going to go to the 17th verse. He said in the 17th verse, "For Yahweh your Elohim is the Elohim of Elohim and the masters, the master of masters, a great Elohim, a mighty and terrible, which regarded not persons, nor taketh rewards." Hallelujah. Why would he say that? He said, "For Yahweh your Elohim is the Elohim of Elohim and the master of masters." That's his way. He is the Elohim of all gods. He's the power that be. That's what Elohim means, powers. All his powers, they're his. He said, "I am your Elohim, Yahweh, your Elohim." Look at the 12th verse. "And now, Israel, what does Yahweh, thy Elohim, require of thee?" Well, guess what? Look what he told us in the book of Psalms. In the book of Psalms. This is what Yahweh said to us in the 82nd chapter, Psalms 82. As I said, our phone lines are open. All you got to do is call area code 319-527-6185. Hit the number 1. We're going to put your question or comment on the air. I know we've been off the air for a few weeks. And we praise Yahweh for your presence, for your listening. Psalms 82. Look what the Creator said about us. He said in the first verse, "Elohim standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods." The Elohims. "How long will you judge unjustly, except the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, you are gods, and all of you are the children of the Most High." Isn't that something? That's why Yah said, it says, "Elohim standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods." In other words, how long, he's asking us, how long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Defend the poor. That's what Yah telling us. Defend the poor and father. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. And Yah had to remind us, "I have said, you are Elohim. That's what I brought you down here for. That's what I gave you my laws for, so you would be a special people unto him above all the people upon the face of the earth." We would have never been brought in shackles if we would have kept the law. Our forefathers We would have never been under their powers. We would have never been under what Yah gave them to rule over us because of our disobedience. He said, you are Elohim. All of you are the children of the Most High because I'm the Elohim of Elohim. But you shall die like me and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O Elohim, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Praise the mighty Yah. He's so great. He's so wonderful. And it's a blessing to be a Hebrew Israelite. As I mentioned, our lines are open. All you have to do is call area code 319-527-6185. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or comment on the air. Praise Yah. In the meantime, while we're on this great subject, this is what the Creator told us about himself. He said in the 32nd chapter of Deuteronomy, very important, Deuteronomy chapter 32, look what Yah said about himself. And he wanted us to reach this goal, to walk in his way. He said in the 36th verse, for Yahweh shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants when he seeth that their power is gone and that there is none shut up or left. And he shall say, where are their Elohims? Their rock in whom they trusted, which did eat the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offerings. Let them rise up and help you and be your protection. In other words, he's saying, let them things you've been calling on, them things that you've been drinking his blood and eating his body, call on it. See now, I am he, and there is no Elohim with me. Like they said, he's a threesome. The Father, Son, and the Ghost, they one. That's a lie. How are they going to be one and three? He said, see now, I am he. Singular. I am he. And there is no Elohim with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to the heaven and say, I live forever. Wow. Hallelujah. Isn't that something? He said, I lift my hands to the heaven and say, I live forever. Praise the mighty Yah. Well, guess what? If we were to keep his laws and keep his commandments and his statutes and judgments, precepts, testimonies, ordinances, and covenants, did you know that we could live forever? Just like our Father, our Daddy, our God, our King, our Rock, our Savior, our Redeemer, and Elohim, the Almighty Yahweh. We can live forever with him in a perfect world of truth and righteousness, tranquility, peace, love. Oh, man. Let me show you in Daniel, the 12th chapter, what the Almighty said. Daniel chapter 12. This is what y'all said. He said, I live forever. I want to live forever too, don't you? Then we're going to have to do what it takes to do it. Got to be strong, courageous. He said in Daniel 12, in the first verse, and at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. Isn't that something? He said, even to that same time, at that time, thy people shall be delivered. Isn't that something? Praise the mighty Yahweh. He said, everyone that shall be found written in the book, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to everlasting shame and contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn men into righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the word. Seal the book. Even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Look at that second verse again. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth. I mean, they dead. But like you, when Yah say they slept with their fathers, they passed on and sleep with their fathers, that mean they died, but they like in a deep sleep. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. In other words, everlasting, whether way or the other, it's going to be everlasting. He said, some to everlasting life. You look up the word everlasting, it's going to tell you it means perpetual life, eternal life. Just like Yahweh has eternal, he's eternal. He's perpetual. He's ongoing, nonstop, always, and forever. So will the righteous be. Boy, if we just walk in his ways, if we just walk in his ways and keep his commandments, he said we will be just like him. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that righteous? Isn't that something to hope for and shoot for in your life? The scriptures say, where there's no vision, the people perish. But happy is he that keep the law. Very important. As a statement. That we say all the time to one another as brothers and sisters that keep the law, that is, because we want you to know. And this is what we say. But first, let me show you what Yah said, and everyone that is righteous knew what he said about himself and what they knew. It says, about the Almighty Yah in the book of Psalms. We're going to go to Psalms and we're going to see first, because it's all through the book, Psalms 145. Let's just go there. Let's just go to Psalms 145 and see what that said Yah. Psalms 145. This is what it says in Psalms, the 145th chapter. It says, starting at verse 8. Yahweh is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. Yahweh is good to all, and his tender mercies are all over his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Yahweh, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. Yahweh upholdeth all that fall and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. Yahweh is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. Yahweh is nigh unto all that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. Yahweh preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of Yahweh, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Praise Yah. Now, majorly, I brought you to the 17th verse. This is the reason why I came. Psalms 145, verse 17. Yahweh is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. Hallelujah. We say it all the time. Yahweh is righteous. For Yahweh is righteous all the time, day and night. And he is. Well, guess what? You know what I'm about to say. He wanted us to be righteous. He wanted us to be thou righteous, because he's going to bless those that are righteous. So in other words, let me show you so that you can see in his word just how he loves a righteous man. Listen, go to Proverbs, and go to Proverbs and go to the 11th chapter. Proverbs chapter 11. Let's see what it says about the righteous. Praise Yah. Praise the mighty Yah, as a matter of fact. Because when we talk about righteousness, we talk about the essence of our life. He said in the 8th verse of Proverbs 11, the righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. Look at the 10th verse. When it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoices. When the wicked perish, they are shouting. Do you understand? It's a blessing to be righteous, because the righteous is delivered out of trouble. Very important that we understand that. Yahweh wanted all of us to be thou righteous. Look at Ezekiel, the 18th chapter. He's so wonderful. He's so great. He righteous. He wants us to walk righteously. In Ezekiel 18 chapter, the creator of heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, wanted us to see how to be righteous. He said in the 20th verse, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The Son shall not bear the iniquity of the Father, neither shall the Father bear the iniquity of the Son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he has committed and keep all my statutes and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die. All his transgressions that he used to do, they shall not be mentioned unto him. In his righteousness that he has done, he shall live. Praise Yah. Praise the mighty Yah. In other words, it's very important that we understand that Yahweh, I Elohim, is righteous. Everybody knew it. Everybody knew it. I'm going to show you what I mean. Go to Exodus. Go to Exodus chapter 9. Everybody knew it. In Exodus chapter 9, it reveals that even the most wicked people in the world and the most wicked leaders in the world know that Yah is righteous. Even the Pharaoh knew it. It says in the 27th verse, and Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron and said unto him, and this is when Yah had rained down hail and fire mingled with hail. I'm here to tell you, and he destroyed all their herbs. This is what Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron and said to Moses and Aaron, I have sinned this time. Yahweh is righteous. That's what the scriptures say. That's why it says capital L-O-R-D, all in caps. He said, Yahweh is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. Get a hold of that. What does that tell us? Everybody knows Yah righteous. We just got to say now we just been wicked and we haven't kept his laws. Even the Pharaoh knew this. The scriptures lets us know, our people know that Yahweh is the true rock. Let me show you what I mean. Go to the book of Deuteronomy, so you'll see for yourself. The 32nd chapter. Look what the Creator said. That's why to the law and the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. This is what Yah said in the 26th verse. He said, I said, I would scatter them into corners. I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among men. Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our hand is high. And Yahweh has not done all this. For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. You're talking about us. Oh, that they were wise. Oh, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How in the world should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock has sold them. Yahweh had shut them. them up. For their rock is not as our rock. Even our enemies themselves being judges. Praise God. Isn't that something? For their rock is not as our rock. Even our enemies themselves can attest to this. Pharaoh, one of our enemies, Pharaoh had to say, Yah's righteous. What we look like not obeying Yah. We looking bad. For he's Elohim. He gave us the law. You can see why he's only going to choose a few. Called the remnant. I just praise the mighty Yah. I just praise the mighty Yah. As I had mentioned, we're going to go off the air earlier than normal. We only have a few minutes left. We have about 3.5 minutes left. And if you'd like to make a comment or a question or whatever you like, all you got to do is call area code 319-527-6185. Hit the number one. We'll put your question or comment quickly on the air because we're about to go off the air at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But in the meantime, we want you to know that we praise the mighty Yahweh for all of you all that are listening right now. And we praise the mighty Yahweh because we have an upcoming conference in Cincinnati, Ohio, between October 18th through the 20th. We would love for you to be there. Wingate by Wyndham Hotel is where it's going to be at on, and that's where we're going to be staying, $89.99 and some change. Praise Yah. We want you to be there. How can I say it? I just praise the mighty Yah. Praise him and thank him for his loving kindness, his mercy, and his compassion. Let me also say, every Sabbath day, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're live from the Sanctuary of Elohim at the House of Israel of Atlanta on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. The same for the TUES Day evening at 7 p.m. or thereabout Eastern Standard Time. We're live. Praise Yah. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, as well as every Sunday. www.blogtalkradio.com, or you can call area code 319-527-6185. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or comment on the air, and you just don't know how much we enjoyed you being on this broadcast. We enjoyed you listening in. We want you to know that we love you, and so does Yahweh.